This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to yell at Chuck Grassley in just a moment. Mitch McConnell fell and bumped his head. The commies in the blue states are not losing the way commies nationally are, and that's a good thing and a terrible thing. All that trying to reverse the birth rate in this country, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine Chris owns a jewelry store. I know what Chris, this is a hypothetical. Chris owns a jewelry store. I know that's shocking, but he would own a jewelry store. And Chris gets tired of the robberies. He keeps getting robbed. And so finally, Chris decides to pony up the dough, minimum wage, I'm sure, to purchase a security guard to guard his jewelry. And he goes out, he hires a security guard. We'll call the security guard Corey. So Chris hires Corey to guard the jewelry. And Corey stands there, first day. Bunch of robbers come in. Corey doesn't raise his voice, raise a fist, raise a finger. Sits and watch them clear out Chris's jewelry store. Next day, same thing. Robbers show up. Corey does nothing. Cleans out his jewelry store. Next day, same thing. Next day, same thing. Next day, same thing. Finally, on the next day, robbers show up and they're cleaning out the jewelry store. And woo! The cops show up outside. The cops come storming into the jewelry store and say, "Freeze!" And at that moment, Corey says, "You guys get your hands off of Chris's jewelry. What do you think you're doing? I will stop you. I'm the security guard." Is Corey a good security guard? You think? Yesterday was December 9th, 2024. And Senator Chuck Grassley penned a long, long letter to Christopher Wray. I'm not going to read it. It's kind of boring. But it starts out, "Director Wray, 7 years ago, I presided over your confirmation. The Senate confirmed you to your current position in hopes you'd bring needed change. While I sincerely congratulated you on your nomination," so on and so forth. And then, of course, after he gets all the initial flattery out of the way, he goes on over the course of two pages, several paragraphs, to lay out in detail a lot of the failures or flat-out malicious conduct of Christopher Wray since he's been head of the FBI. "Hey, you went and did this. You ignored me on this. We asked you for documents with this, and this, and this, and this." And he ends the letter by saying, "I therefore must express my vote of no confidence in your continued leadership of the FBI. President Trump has already announced his intention to nominate a candidate to replace you. Senate will carefully consider that choice. For my part, I've also seen enough, and I hope your respective successors will learn from these failures." And I saw a lot of people yesterday saying, "Yeah!" Especially because after Chuck Grassley put out this letter, Christopher Wray, it leaked last night, he announced he's going to step down. He's going to resign on or before January 20th when Trump takes over. And I saw a lot of people saying, "Yeah! You get him, Grassley. That's a great letter. Woo! Grassley's getting him out." Well, hold on. Let me check again. I just want to make sure my dates are correct. Grassley penned and sent this letter on December 9th, 2024. Hang on. I'm getting older. My dates are a little bit fuzzy. I think, hold on. Let me look at my phone. I think that was yesterday. Oh, you know what it was? December 9th, 2024 was yesterday. Huh. But Christopher Wray has been there for 7 years. 7 years. For 7 years, Christopher Wray, after taking over the secret police agency, the CHECA, known as the FBI, for 7 years, Christopher Wray sent federal agents after angry school board bombs, They stormed into Donald Trump's home and raided his wife's panty drawer. They arrested pro-life pastors and women for praying and singing worship songs. Christopher Wray's FBI, they in fact worked hand in hand with social media companies to ensure that the very accurate story about Hunter Biden was buried before the election that saw Joe Biden win. In fact, that very same FBI under Christopher Wray, they took in Hunter Biden's laptop and refused to investigate it until it was about to be released to the press. That same FBI, they have a memo. They have a memo that was discovered courtesy of a whistleblower announcing their intention to infiltrate the Catholic Church in the United States of America. That same FBI planned, coordinated, and funded a kidnapping slash assassination plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan in order to entrap a bunch of Trump supporters, many of whom have gotten off scot-free because the entrapment was so brazen and so blatant. For 7 years, Christopher Wray presided over the secret police agency that committed more crimes against the American people than I can possibly count. And you know how many of these I saw? 7 years? None! Not one! For 7 years, that boob from Iowa sat there like a bump on a log. The best we ever got from him was whining at Christopher Wray. Your bathroom break was so long. Could you please stay?
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest. I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out of here.
Yeah, so you took more than 5 minutes.
Hey, would you for 7 years we had, would you mind staying? I mean, you went pee-pee a little too long. Mr. Wray, would you mind? We've sent in a formal request. Mr. Wray, Director Wray, I'm just old Chuck, just being a good guy. And now that Christopher Wray is a matter of weeks away from Trump firing him anyway, now, after 7 years of abuse, now we get the strongly worded no confidence letter? You'll have to excuse me if I don't thank the good senator for stepping in on our behalf. I'm sorry. I guess I'm all out of gratitude. I guess maybe I feel like he's security guard Corey doing a little bit too little, a little bit too late after the cops have already showed up. Donald Trump's about to hand Christopher Wray a pink slip whether or not he resigns in a few weeks. And now is when we get the letter, December 9th, 2024. 7 years of you as a senator sitting on your fat, useless butt watching that evil organization pillage the American people. Over 1,000 January 6th political protesters, many of whom rotting in prison. The FBI getting on a knee for St. George Floyd and those garbage Black Lives Matter protests. FBI recruiting at freaking pride rallies. FBI committing evil act after evil act after evil act, lying to the FISA court in order to spy on the political opponent of then President Barack Obama. And never one freaking time did we get a letter like this from Chuck Grassley. But now that he's on the way out the door, now we get, hey, I've decided I don't have any confidence in you. Maybe it's time for you to step down. Look at me, Iowa. I'm fighting for you. Count me as unimpressed. You know, I feel the exact same way about these useless losers in Congress, Mike Johnson and all of them. I'm so excited to have Elon Musk involved in Vivek, this Department of Government Efficiency. We're really going to be able to cut spending and waste. Wow, there's so much waste here in Washington. I can't wait to do some cutting. What have you been doing? You're already in the House of Representatives. What have you been doing? Let me tell you what you've been doing.
You've been signing every single continuing resolution to fund every single penny of waste in this government. That's what you've been doing. But now that the momentum's going their way, now these useless low-T pieces of crap lick their finger and stick it in the air. Oh, the American people like this. Hey, guys, I'm so excited to have Elon here. Let's cut some spending. Barf. Cowards. Where were you when we needed you? Not now that Daddy Trump is here to carry you. Where were you when we needed your help? For 7 years, we've been desperately needing your help, and you guys did nothing. So sorry. Nah, I'm not impressed. In fact, the fact you even wrote the letter now makes me madder than if you've never written a letter at all. Useless idiots. This is exactly why I talk about sending them all chalk. This is exactly why. A bunch of low-T, weenie losers lead this party, and I'm sick to death of it. Every single one of them needs a testosterone boost. You know, chalk, they talk about male vitality stacks boosting your T levels 20% in 90 days. It'll do that for you, I should note. That's not near enough. That every one of these guys should get a 10-year subscription for free as soon as they get elected to Congress, because God knows we need some freaking men in this party. Oh, they'll show up when it's too little too late. Get a male vitality stack from Chalk in your veins, gentlemen, so you don't ever become like these losers. Male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks for the ladies. Natural herbal supplements will have you full of energy, and you might even find some courage in there, unlike the freaking GOP. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm calm. I'm totally calm now. I am calm. I'm good to go, Chris. I'm totally good. So I wanted to touch on this because we talk about it a lot. It's going to be one of those continuing themes about how, like, everything we see, so much of it is just designed by people in power to blood suck money from your wallet and put it into theirs, in the wallets of their friends. So I wanted to play you a couple more examples of this. One is a little older, but it explains everything so perfectly. This one is from a John Lefevre, I believe. But I want to make sure he gets credit. He did the reporting on it. Valencia Adams Kellum. You've never heard of her. It's fine. But she's the CEO of something called the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. Gosh, let me try that again. Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. You know how much money it gets annually from the taxpayer? $875 million. She makes $338,000 a year. Oh, but wait, there's more. He did some digging. You see, they have more than 170 employees at this nonprofit. Nonprofit funded by you, remember. More than 170 employees make more than $100,000 a year. Again, all of it, everything, foreign, domestic, all of it is just designed to bloodsuck more money from your wallet. Here's Corinne Diversity Hire from today.
The United States and G7 are now making good on that commitment. Together, we will leverage income earned from frozen Russian sovereign assets to provide a total of $50 billion of extraordinary revenue acceleration, ERA loans to Ukraine. This will lend vital support to the people of Ukraine as they defend their country, and it also makes clear aggressors and tyrants will be responsible for the damage they cause.
Shoveling as much of your money as humanly possible out the door into the capital of money laundering on this planet before Donald Trump can take office on January 20th. Everything designed to blood suck your money from your wallet so these scumbags can spend it on each other. It reminded me of this old one. This is from a little bit ago, but Perez, Well, Tom Perez was talking about the new FCC chair, and listen to this exchange. Just listen to how it operates in D.C.
That not a single project is underway and not a single home has been connected to broadband as a result. Is that accurate? Can you tell?
I'll have to.
He's talking about the $42 billion broadband program. $42 billion, but why no broadband?
Talk to the families who have been connected as a result of middle mile programs. I was up in New Hampshire seven months ago.
This program specifically.
Well, I don't know. I did not get the precise funding stream through which the homes of people I met in New Hampshire are now connected, or the library in Wisconsin is now connected. But what I can tell you is because of leadership at both a federal and a state and a local level, these communities and federal dollars, these communities now have affordable high-speed internet. The one thing I will say about the FCC is we worked very closely with them to make sure that people who couldn't afford internet could get a subsidy. The American Connectivity Program was.
Notice how he's not answering the question, not answering a single word. Where's the $42 billion gone? It was $42 billion with a B. Imagine what you could do with $42 billion. This was a $42 billion program of your money to hook broadband internet up. Not a single home's been hooked up. Where's the money gone? He's been talking for a minute. I haven't heard a single
word. Something the president and the vice president very strongly supported. It expired in May, I believe, of this year, and we spent a lot of time. We sent over a supplemental budget request, and by the way, almost 50% of people eligible.
Still no answer, not a word.
For that subsidy are military families. And
there it is. Always got to pull out the troops. Are you thinking we're stealing your money? Are we stealing your money? You're accusing me of stealing your money? Support our troops. I love our troops.
And that's unfortunate that the Republicans in Congress chose not to extend that, because more people participated in that program than were participating in food stamps.
He doesn't have an answer because they stole $42 billion of your money and they handed it to all your friends, all their friends. They didn't do a single thing with it. And when challenged on it, he brought up the United States military and blamed Republicans in Congress for not being patriotic enough. Every single thing you see, from homeless programs to help illegals to more money for Ukraine, it's all one gigantic gangster scam from a gangster system designed to forcibly remove money from your wallet so they can put it in theirs and in the pockets of all of their friends. The American taxpayer is fleeced in ways that would have him in the streets with pitchforks and torches if he could ever see the full length and breadth of the corruption all around him and how much of it he funds. That's the truth. That's why they pull this crap.
The United States and G7 are now making good on that commitment. Together, we will leverage income earned from frozen Russian sovereign assets to provide a total of $50 billion of extraordinary revenue acceleration.
Don't worry, it's from frozen Russian assets. I'm sure it will. Anyway, go get some rough greens. It's time to get some rough greens. You see, it's time to stop hoping our dogs last longer, our cats last longer, and it's time to start actually doing something about it. We all go through the same thing. My wife does it with Fluffy Fred all the time. Jesse, I don't ever want him to die. I can't count how many times she's said that. Jesse, what am I going to do if he dies? Jesse, I can't. Well, we're trying to keep him alive as long as possible. That's what sprinkling rough greens on his food does, you see. Fred doesn't get nutrition from his dog food. Neither does your dog. Neither does your cat. There's a reason the food's all brown, because it's all dead. Brown things are dead. So make your dog, your cat's food come alive. Vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes. Fred doesn't have digestive problems anymore. Fred's coat looks better than it ever has before. His energy is wonderful. Go. You will see differences in your pet, and you'll have them longer. Free Jumpstart trial bags available at 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Mitch McConnell took a little tumble today, and there's nothing funny about that. Has a cut on his face. It's bruised. He's got a sprained wrist. But why don't any of these people just go away? I just don't understand why they don't leave. And honestly, you're 82. He now has several times in public lost his train of thought when he was speaking, and I'm not insulting that either. It's 80, you're 82 years old. It happens. The mind doesn't stay the way it was. I get it. That's not an insult, but why don't you go away? Why? And you know, I have a weird fear. So I'm just going to give it to you very honestly here. We've been blessed that we've been given this platform. I'm very blessed to have this radio show, and we're not supposed to be here. We lucked into this whole thing. I have no idea why people love it. So we're here. All right? We're blessed to be here. I'm really worried that one day I'll be in a place where I want to hang on too long. You shouldn't hang on too long. And for some reason, there are some career fields, radio being one of them, but politics, my goodness, they just never go away. Why don't you retire? Oh, Chris said Dianne Feinstein. Chris, she's one of a million. She's just one of the most recent ones to die in office. They all do. You're 82. You're rich. You can't complete a sentence. You just fell, busted up your wrist, cut up your face. Why don't you go? Don't you enjoy anything else? And honestly, Chris is shaking his head. He's probably right. No, they don't. You don't enjoy your wife? You've been married for a long time. You don't enjoy spending time with your wife? Don't you want to? Look, you're 82 and rich. You can't take your money with you. Why don't you go rent a yacht or something? Go spend a week in the Philippines or somewhere fancy like that. Go golf. If you have a heart for others, which of course Mitch McConnell doesn't, if you have a heart for others, spend your time raising money for people or giving back, volunteering at a soup, whatever. You know what? It doesn't even have to be selfless. Maybe your favorite thing in the world is golf and black tar heroin. You're 82. Go do it. Knock yourself out. Have a good time. Why are you still doing this? I don't understand it. And it is because I find this to be so unappealing. I've always thought it was this way. When people hang on way too long, not that you hung on an extra year and maybe you could have given it up, but I'm talking the ones who hang on so long that whatever in whatever field there is, it gets sad, right? And then it hurts their reputation in the end. I've always feared that for myself. I've always been afraid of being that guy. What if it's me? What if I'm 60 one day doing this? 65. And there are young guys, sharper guys, people with better sense of humor, better show, more entertaining, speaking honest truths. And I just won't let go. No, you'll have to pry this microphone out of my cold, dead hands. Oh, my gosh. Go away and retire. I can't stand it. It drives me nuts. Just leave. Yeah. But I've told you before, I had this conversation with a producer for someone you would know. And that's all I'm going to say about that. If I said the name, you would know him. All right? And his producer is a good friend of mine. And we were having a conversation. We were out. And this guy you would know is physically breaking down. And there are parts of him that are physically breaking down that make doing the job itself a grind. It just, I'll put it to you that way. It makes doing the job itself a grind. And I asked him what I just was yelling about to you. Why doesn't he just retire? I don't even know how many millions of dollars this guy's made in his life, but I'm sure he doesn't have to worry about money, right? Go do whatever he wants. I'm sure of it. So I asked him, why doesn't he just go away? And he looked at me and said, Jesse, what else does he have? And I'm worried that that'll be me one day. I can't see. Chris says no. What, Chris? What? Oh, that's a relief. Chris said he'll quit if the show sucks. You know what? I support that. Chris, you do it. Maybe Chris will be the one who determines when we hang it up. Chris will just say, you know what? That sucked. I quit. And I'll be all, yeah, you know what? I guess I'm done here. I'm retiring. But why don't these people ever leave? It drives me up the wall. Let's go to the voicemail, shall we?
Yeah, regarding mice. Fresh peppermint leaves repel mice. You might also try peppermint oil, which is more concentrated. Good luck. God bless for the new year.
Okay, I did not know that peppermint repels mice. That's a good thing, I suppose. I should say I do appreciate the tidbit, but I'm not interested in repelling anything. I'm in this to kill. Okay, the mice invaded my space. It's my home. My home was invaded from the outside. I don't want them repelled. I want them all to die. My space has been taken. I intend to take it back. What, Chris? Have I stopped their entry point? In a way. No, I haven't stopped their entry point. How would I do that, Chris? It's a mouse. It's a mouse. They're coming from all over the place. It's not like it's Fred, where I have a pretty good idea of how he got in or out of the house at any given time. It's a mouse. Houses have different little cracks and things in it. You know, it's not all sealed up, pal, and it's not supposed to be all sealed up. No, I don't know how the mice got in. I'm sorry. I haven't been tracking them with my blacklight camera or something like that, although that would be pretty sick. But maybe I should see. Maybe I should set up a super advanced surveillance system inside of my own. No. You know what? Trapper Jesse doesn't need any of that. More voicemails.
Jesse, hi. What about promoting Chip Roy to run for senator? I think that he has enough grassroots support. I'll go to the mat for that guy.
He said, what about Chip Roy for senator in Texas? Oh, my gosh. Sign me up for that. So you could just go ahead and pencil my name in if Chip Roy ever decides he's going to challenge John Cornyn for senator. Look, I'll tell you, we are anxious for a scalp. I'm anxious for a scalp. You're anxious for a scalp. A GOP senator's scalp to take one of them out in a primary. That's what you're anxious for and what I'm anxious for, because you start taking them out, all you need to do is one or two, like I said, and the rest will get in line. They'll stop messing around. They'll stop thinking they run things. Put the fear of God in the rest of them and watch the others get in line. And a lot of people aware of the political situation, like you, think that there's a real opportunity with John Cornyn in 2026 in the state of Texas. And I'm here to tell you, from people who are whispering in my ear, we do have a very real shot at that. Because there are a couple very legitimate established people who are considering launching a primary challenge towards him. Now, as I've told you a million times, it has to be one. Can't be two. Can't be three. Six of us tried to take him out. That doesn't work. One established anti-communist who can raise money. We get behind him. It turns into a national campaign. He gets enough money. He won't raise as much as Cornyn. He gets enough to get on the air, get his name ID out there. You take out John Cornyn. Nobody has announced yet. There are rumors flying everywhere that Ken Paxton's going to do it, that he's Texas's AG, that this guy's going to do it. That just know that there is more than one solid name considering it at this point in time. And that is all I'll say about that. We'll talk about a couple of these blue state commies, do some headlines I didn't get to, and more coming up on the last segment of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's first take that pain away, that daily pain. I'm not talking about, you know, you just banged your knuckle on the door handle, although that really hurts. I seem to do that a lot. I'm talking about the daily nagging pain. Your knee that you're always rubbing, always moving your leg back and forth. the foot that's bugging you, your hand, your back, your shoulder, muscles, joints. Get rid of it. Don't, stop masking it and stop ignoring it. Put you in a bad mood. Don't sleep as well. Get rid of it with Relief Factor. Your body's already trying to fight that inflammation. Help your body do it. Relief Factor is drug-free. It's a drug-free supplement. You take it every day. Let it build up. Give it a couple weeks. Watch what happens to that pain. $19.95 buys you 3 weeks worth. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you to email us your emails, love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Thursday. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com or leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Hey, Jesse, the trapper. All you need is a tomcat and some meow greens. June bug from Virginia.
I love you guys. You know, I tried to explain to the wife that there is a pretty foolproof solution to getting rid of mice and rats. She just wasn't having any of it. Well, you'd like to know what, Chris? What we used to do, you need to get a black snake. You need to get a black snake. Black snakes are amazing hunters. Snakes in general are amazing hunters. Get a black snake, turn him loose, and whatever rat problem or mouse problem you think you have will be a temporary problem. And Ob is just not that big on the snakes. See, Chris pointed out that we have a snake. My oldest son, James, is one of these snake people. He has a python. And I actually suggested the same thing to her. I said, hey, what's the name of that stupid python of his? What did he call that? The Peanut. That's what he called the thing, Peanut. I didn't name him Chris. Anyway, the thing is called Peanut. James said, well, what about Peanut? And I said, yeah, woman, I'm telling you, you turn that thing loose for a little while, it won't take long, and those things will be gone. And she definitely was not okay with turning a snake loose. I guess it's a little too white trashy for her, but the white trash ways are the best ways. There's no better way. You get yourself a black snake, turn that bad boy loose. Don't freak out. It's not poisonous. Every time you see it, it's not going to bother you. Turn that bad boy loose. Rats, mice, gone. And not only that, the snakes will find the nest. So it happens, you get the mouse, you get the rat, but there's a whole nest of all those little buggers in there. The black snake will find that and kill all them too. What, Chris? Chris said, don't they only eat like once a week? Well, look, pal, it's not, let me explain. No, they don't eat often, but they will eat more often if opportunities present themselves. When it comes to snakes, people think, well, they only ever need to eat once a month. No, they only get to eat once a month. And because they understand how to slow their bodies down and not burn too much energy, they can last because opportunity does not come every other day. You know, we're all used to watching the nature videos where the little field mouse is beep, 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 he's doing the little squeaking things, and then he happens to basically be the most unlucky field mouse ever, and he trips over the tongue of the black mamba, and then he gets eaten. Well, they had to film like 8,000 hours of video before they got that one little part of the field mouse. It's not like it's just a big mouse eating fest out there. Trust me, you turn a black snake loose, it'll get it done. But she was not receptive to that at all. Speaking of snakes, let's talk about these commies in these blue states and how well being horrible works out for them. Adam Schiff is a dirtball. Letitia James, New York's attorney general, is a dirtball. And you don't need any help from me to hate Adam Schiff. You already hate Adam Schiff. And all the scummy stuff he's done to Trump as a member of the House of Representatives, you've been mad about it for years, so have I. But here's the deal. If you're from a solidly blue state, conducting yourself like an animal is how you get promoted. Adam Schiff is about to take over one of the most powerful positions in the United States of America. Adam Schiff is about to be a senator from the state of California. That's a really, really big deal. Letitia James came out today. She said she's not dropping the civil fraud case against Trump. That ridiculous case, $454 million judgment. Honestly, it's one of the more egregious cases I've ever seen in my life. It's awful. And I'm not dropping it. I'm staying with it. And people are yelling today, oh, she better. Things have turned around. Not in New York. Letitia James is not concerned about anything except the next big political job, whether that be Chuck Schumer's Senate spot. That's what I always thought it was going to be. Or maybe the governor's mansion. And guess what the best way to get promoted is from a solidly communist state like New York or California? To act like a rabid animal. To act like a communist. You and I hate what these people did. And the country as a whole hates what these people did. However, their voters in those states do not. And that's the sad reality of it. And another sad reality is we are not making enough babies in this country. There's a story, I'll actually get into it tomorrow, about countries trying to up their birth rate. The truth is that we're drowning in estrogen now because it's in the waters, it's in the plastics. We drink it, we shower in it, it's everywhere now. It comes from the birth control, it doesn't get treated out, it's awful. And as a result, T levels are plummeting. Men don't want to get married, they don't even want to date. Men don't want to date, they don't want to get married. And when they do, they don't want to make babies. And it's important that we get married and make babies. That's how we save a country. Male vitality stacks from Chalk are a necessity. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. Get some Chalk lit powder in your life. Get some natural herbal supplements in your life and make yourself feel better all the time. Your mood will be better. Your energy will be better. It ain't just about making babies. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? All right. I'm going to play this again to circle back to what we were talking about the first hour.
Not being wise guy. If we do not lead the world, what nation leads the world? Who pulls Europe together? Who tries to pull the Middle East together? How do we do the Indian Ocean? What do we do in Africa? We, the United States, lead the world.
Ties directly into Corinne Diversity Hire, announcing another $50 billion to Ukraine.
The United States and G7 are now making good on that commitment. Together, we will leverage income earned from frozen Russian sovereign assets to provide a total of $50 billion of extraordinary revenue acceleration, ERA loans to Ukraine. This will lend vital support to the people of Ukraine as they defend their country, and it also makes clear aggressors and tyrants will be responsible for the damage they cause.
Yeah. The system is doing everything it can do to ensure none of this can be reversed.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
How the climate movement is changing tactics after Trump's win. This goes back to what we opened up the show. They are changing tactics. They are making adjustments. They are not out. They have not quit. But they are on the run and turtling up, and it is a good thing. And I somehow ran out of time, so we will have to come back and do this tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.